back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are AM 1570. We're going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road beginning the 9th of December. We'll be at Fadley's down at Lexington Market. Every time I go in there, I'm like, this might be the last time. It might be the last time. They are moving into the new market. They're moving to Catonsville, but we are going to spend some time with them talking about shipping crab cakes for the holidays as well for all of our sponsors. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have some Raven scratch-offs to give away. We did have a $20 winner last week at Pappas during our conversations with Mike Bordick and Adam Kolarik. We'll be doing that on the 9th. Also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Make sure you're saving money and getting nice and warm. It's so much warmer in our place with these new windows, so I'm very appreciative of that. This guy handles money in the American dream. He is a real football fan. I've known Leonard Raskin for a couple decades now. I don't know where the Jacksonville loss ranks on all of this, but more so than even the Ravens, you have this nouveau spirit for all things at the Ohio State University. I know you handle the American dream, but you also put pen to paper and write them a very, very nice honorarium for educating your lad. Sophomore,
yes,
right? Your boy's a sophomore?
Junior.
Okay, all right.
Time goes by, Ness. It goes by fast.
You only get so many chances to beat the team from up north.
And two in a row losses, but this is a grievous, horrible. It was the first, I think, in 25 years on the turf at the Shoe loss. So first in the century that they lost to that team up north with Brother Harbaugh at the
The Harbaugh family got off to a real good start in the weekend.
It was an interesting
weekend. It kind of deteriorated into a minute and 35-second press conference with three media members in Jacksonville.
Oh, my goodness. It was a tough weekend. For Jim, it was a great weekend. It was a great first half of football. We drove back up after Thanksgiving Friday, got up early, did a little skull session, which is the pregame band practice. Watch the band, watch Ryan Day come in all fired up that they were counting the clock, 365 days waiting for the game. Before the season, he came out to the team, to the fans, to the alums, to everybody associated, said, we have one goal this year, undefeated, second goal, Big Ten championship, third goal, playoffs, fourth goal, national championship. And in one fell swoop, three of them went away in the second half of a game where his defense couldn't stop the bomb. Literally, really crazy game. They stopped him the whole game. They outplayed him the whole game. Five plays. Two runs, 80 and 85 yards, or 80 and 75 yards. Two passes, 70 and 80 yards. Four touchdowns in the second half, 28 points, and boom goes the dynamite. And they went away.
Well, so you went out for the game, correct?
Well, we went out for the weekend with the boy for the game, and then yes, for the game. And
I mean, you
Saturday
built eight
night,
months around this, right? Your kid
was
there was in
the
middle
schedule.
Of the plague,
yeah,
right?
It was so on the schedule. Absolutely. It was on the schedule.
Your kid gets
so
four
we
years at Ohio State. The first two were plague marred. And
that's
this
right.
Was like you're number
game.
Two. They're number three. You're up there.
The game for the year. Like, had tickets ready for the Big Ten championship. Tickets ready to go to the national championship. Like we say, cancel the hotels. Thank goodness Southwest lets you take your fares anywhere.
I canceled my hotel in Jacksonville this weekend. So there,
away we go. So Saturday, rushed back, took an hour after the game to get out of the garage and back to the lad's apartment, which is 2.5 minutes away, 1 hour commute. Got changed, had some quick dinner, got dressed for the boy. He's in the athletic band, back to the arena, Covelli Center for the Buckeye volleyball girls. The Volley Bucks, as they call them, against Wisconsin, who is number three in the country, and in four sets took down the volleyball girls. It was a tough night.
I have to ask you this, because your kid's in the band, and you're a football fan. You and I have talked about being a baseball fan and liking sports in general. Have you ever watched volleyball prior to this? The only volleyball that I watched was Flo Hyman in the 84 Olympics, and I played some volleyball, beach volleyball.
I played a little volleyball. Played a little volleyball in college, intramural kind of stuff, liked the sport, never watched it. This year, the boys in the band, he's playing at the volleyball games, got to watch it to see if he's on TV for 30 seconds. This time, the whole 2 hours, he's playing in the band. We get to watch the whole thing. I got lots of video, lots of pictures. And by the way, there was a volleyball game going on.
And there was a hangover of
the Michigan
loss.
Yeah, it was terrible. it was terrible. And then they those girls fought hard. They fought harder than the football team, I'll tell you that. But Wisconsin was amazing. They had a chick on that team. I guess that's not the politically correct word, but too bad. She was 6'8". And when I tell you, she slammed that ball like nothing I've ever seen. It was amazing. But
that's how we win in the Olympics, brother.
That's it. That's it. It took four matches, four sets to win the match. The Bucks had a tough fight, lost a tough one. Back to the hotel for the night. Got up yesterday to fly home. The good news about the game, the Ravens on Sunday, a little weird, the delay because of the weather. So on the Southwest, you can't stream, but you can watch NFL Network. They show like the red zone kind of stuff, but because the game was a half hour late, they were actually showing the game because every other game was in halftime. So got to watch a lot of it. Driving home, heard the rest of it, pulled into the house for the last 2 minutes and could not believe my eyes.
Yeah, you got the witness.
Could not believe my eyes. How in the world that defense let them march down that field? Hair, as my wife calls him, hair boy that looks like a girl. That's what my wife calls him, Trevor. Driving down the field like
his hair's
he was
beautiful,
at Clemson.
Like mine. Tell your wife.
Yeah,
that.
Right. Flowing. He's got the flow. Driving down the field like it was Clemson playing who? Anybody in the ACC, perhaps, in 2 years that he was there. Just dominated the Ravens defense.
Well, he throws the ball well. I mean, let's just –
yes.
That's why he's a 1-1. He puts the ball right where he wants the ball.
But you're supposed to cover the receivers in the last 2 minutes and not let them get out of bounds and not let that happen when the team has no timeouts and a minute 40 to go and leaves you 11 seconds or 14 seconds or whatever it was on the clock. That was – disgusting defense.
Hey, at least
reminiscent
they
swim
kicked and gave Tucker a chance, you know. I mean,
they no
couldn't
doubt.
Even
that
do it the
amazing.
Right way at the end.
Right. That was amazing. And boy, he was a yard short of major history again. And I had all faith that 67 he was going to bang it through, but I guess that leg just had 65 in it, but not 67.
I thought they were going to win the game. There was no point during the game. Leonard, you know, I write columnists now, and I know you've read my columnist. We could talk about Lamar's comments in the post game and whatnot out on social media. I would say this. I was writing during the game. Old school. Kind of reminded me back when I was covering the Skipjacks up in the press box. I'd write. We called it in the newspaper business. It was called writing running. Copy, meaning you would write running copy about the game, you'd put the header on it, the lead, and you would send it, and it would make the first edition of the paper. So I started some ideas together for my column because I was watching it on my computer and on my television, right? And I made notes. All of them were alluding to the fact that the Ravens had won the game, that it's gotten out of balance with the offense and the defense. The defense is so much better than the offense. And how are we going to win like that? And defense wins championships, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, I didn't have that lead anymore. They didn't win the game. The defense didn't look elite. And more than that, the notion of where the offense is for running the football, for efficiency, and for doing anything other than what they're the best at doing right around this time of the year, which is Lamar left, Lamar right, Lamar for a first down, Lamar diving. That's still their best play. That's their best chance to gain a first down at any given point when they need one is Lamar, juke them a little bit, fake a handoff, move the other way, hope there's not a linebacker standing there.
Yeah, I'm a football fan. I've been a football fan a long time. And I look at this team and I just wonder, you know, three field goals in the first half that should have been touchdowns. At least two of them should have been touchdowns, clearly. Don't know what the heck happens there. I didn't get to see it all, but what I did see didn't look good. And mistakes. Again, mistakes. How in the world in this, what are we in? Week 12? 11? 12? Whatever it is. How do you still have delay of game penalties coming out of the huddle? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's not even the penalties that bother me as much as that it's every play is a risk of a penalty, right? It's
they're late.
We fell asleep.
No, I'm screaming, snap the ball. He's clapping his hands like he's at a concert.
Yeah, 7 out of every 10 plays, he's not
late.
Getting a chance to identify things, to
that's
get
right.
up to the line of scrimmage,
that's
to
not
get
good.
Settled. It's not good.
Whose fault is that? Is that Roman's fault? Is that Lamar's fault? Look, that's what I'm saying. I'm a fan, okay? I'm not on the inside. I don't know. And boy, his email or his tweet after the game somebody's got to tell them, delete. Well, first of all, you got to delete that right now, even though it's already out there. It'll be forever out there. You got to delete it. Second of all, 2 hours after the game or 3 hours after the game, you got to take a cold shower and say, you know, I'm not going to reply to any idiots that say anything, even if I know they're idiots or think they're idiots, or they're just fans reacting to their emotions. I can't let my emotions go crazy. If you haven't read it, which I doubt you have, CJ Stroud's post after the Ohio State game was pretty amazing. This is a kid in college, and I know Lamar's not that much older, but this is a kid in college getting booed on his home field after an amazing season where the only outcome, and this is not the Ravens, the only outcome acceptable to his fans is perfection. And that's ridiculous. But that's what's going on in college football right now, and certainly at Ohio State. They set themselves up for that. But having said that, C.J. Stroud quarterbacked that team. And after that game, there were calls for his head, call for the coach's head. You know, no rational thinking of what really happens in the world. And the kid posted out on social media, look, we're not crying. We lost a football game. I'm paraphrasing. It's sad. I'm sorry. But God is on my side and God is on our side. And this is about bigger things. And I'm not going to cry tears over this. And I'm not going to lose my head over this. And Lamar would be wise to have read that and maybe had a different take on a fan being unhappy about the loss. You're getting paid a lot of money. You're asking for a lot more money. And to respond that way was a little crazy. But yeah, the offense didn't do great. The defense choked. Hate to use that word, but that's what they did. They choked in the 2 minutes to go in the game. And, you know, so be it. Look, Lamar missed a couple passes. It happens. Guys dropped a couple balls. It happens. Brady's having a horrible year. Favre's having a – not Favre. How about that? Favre. Aaron Rodgers, horrible year. The Superback. Man, I'm losing it this morning. Super Bowl winning Rams, horrible year. A lot of people would take 7-4 and tied for first in the division. So, come on. You know, get over the anger and get on with playing football. And he's got who he's got as receivers, and we got to figure it out. That's all. Still, look, a couple weeks ago we said 10-3 would be great, and 9-4 would be okay. We just didn't think the loss would come against Jacksonville. So you got to go out, beat Denver, beat Pittsburgh. You're 9-4. Okay, go on about your business. It's all still there. It stinks. Game stinks. But you know, after seeing the beating in the social media world and so on, that C.J. Stroud, a kid, and Ryan Day, the kid's coach, took at Ohio State, it's all perspective, man. Come on.
Well, I mean, you were out there. It's fascinating to me. Leonard Raskin's on, Raskin Global. Find him out on the web. The American Dream and investing money, and certainly Roth 401ks and IRA, all that stuff going on this month as well in Leonard's world. Going out to a big game like that, I've been to big stadiums. I've been to Neyland, you know, for a Georgia-Tennessee game. I've seen LSU play between the hedges in Atlanta or in Athens.
Georgia.
I've been to Tuscaloosa. I've been to big college games. I've never been to the Big House. I have been to Penn State, although I think they've added 10,000 seats since I was there. The Horseshoe is not, I don't want to say a place that I've wanted to go. I've been to the Schottenstein right out in front to see Jimmy Buffett. I know what the stadium looks like. I've been to Columbus, but there's a vibe of that game in that way with those stakes that is, you know, I mean, if you're going back to Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler, they always play. It always means a lot, but it's never for the national. Like, this was big stakes, big money post play.
This was huge.
Goes there.
Huge.
Give me the vibe of like the day there, because I don't, you know, I've never wondered like what goes on at Ohio State on game day. I've never been all that.
It was huge. It was huge. We got up, left the hotel 6:30 in the morning. We weren't the only ones. We got to the campus.
Noon kickoff, right? It was noon, right?
Noon kickoff. Mm-hmm. Got there around 7, just about 7, to get in line to go into the pregame band warm-up, which is at 8. Doors open at 8. We were like 20th
outdoor.
In line.
Outdoor?
Indoor. Okay. St. John's Arena. Place is packed.
What was the weather Saturday in Columbus?
Saturday morning was sunny and 45. It wasn't bad.
Chilly fall day. Gotcha.
Chilly.
Okay.
Chilly fall day. Beautiful. Right next to us outside of that center was ESPN game day. They started at 9, but they had people out there at 6 in the morning getting into the area, getting their hard hats on.
And, man, you really flew into the experience here, right?
Oh, yeah. Thousands. Yeah. ESPN game day right there. The crew picking games, everything. Across the campus, not across the campus, the other side of the stadium was Fox morning Sunday, morning Saturday. They were there. Both pregame shows were there. So it was everything. And on the Fox set, Urban Meyer is on the Fox set. So you got a little bit of
local
Ohio
flavor.
Ohio State never lost to Michigan flair.
You know what's crazy is that he's getting paid millions of dollars to coach the Jaguars on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
You know, so he's there just counting Shad Khan's money right now.
Talking on Saturday like it's free, but I'm sure they're paying him at Fox too. And
not
and
too
so,
much though, because it would offset the money. You wouldn't want to do that.
That's right. That's right. So he's getting plenty. He's talking bucks. The whole place is crazy. There must be, I don't know, couple thousand Michigan fans, and the Michigan band was there. So they're there, and the place is fired up. The pregame is crazy. The band comes in. The place is going wild. 106,000 people in the shoe.
Yeah, see, that's just a lot of people. You know,
amazing.
Like,
amazing.
And until you've been in an experience with that many people,
and the
you
noise,
talk about it, say, well, I've been to Camden Yards, or I've been to a race.
No,
it's just
no.
different, man. It's different being
in
those big
noise.
Places.
And it's like if you've watched or been to Cameron and watched a Duke game, the students have rituals. They know when to cheer this and when
I've
to cheer that.
I've been watching the World Cup. I know all about people singing songs. And yes, exactly.
So
yeah.
So there are specific songs that come at a specific time. There's chants. There's this. There's fight songs. Everything.
When the Moroccans were winning the other day, I've never heard anything better than the Saudis and the Moroccans singing.
Yeah,
you know?
It's unreal. It's wild, intense, and then the fourth quarter starts, and it's silence. You could just cut it with a knife, and this is what you hear. Oh.
It's a state of
it
shock.
It was overwhelming.
When you lose a game like that, right?
It was shocking when their team was. Well, here's the thing: the Buckeyes planned a year to stop the run because they got torched last year. And in the third and fourth quarter, Harbaugh comes out and has his kid bomb up an 85-yarder against safeties who are in corners who just can't cover him. And they throw two 70-yard bombs over the top that drop in like a dime and score, and the place is stunned. Not only that, but the star running back for Michigan, who is Heisman candidate, got hurt last week. And it was all about whether he was going to play or not. He played the first series to shake him up. Sat the entire rest of the game, didn't play, bad knee. So they didn't even have their top guy in the game.
Jimmy Harbaugh chucking it around the way he always wanted to back with Bo.
And then after those couple throws, they opened up the run, and then they ran for 80 yards twice. And you know the old Woody Hayes quote, when it was a snow game in Michigan and Ohio State was up by like, I don't know, it was 30, 40, 50, whatever it was. And he scored a touchdown, went for two. Do you remember that? Ever hear
yes.
about that?
Yes.
So they asked him why he went for two. He said because he couldn't go for three. So guess what? Harbaugh said, why am I throwing the ball up by 21? Because I'm not up by 40. And torched him again. He did a halfback pass that went for 40 yards. I mean, everything you could do, they did, and they just destroyed him. Blew him out at home. 40-something to 20. I don't even know.
How'd the volleyball team do against Wisconsin?
The volleyball team lost, but they played their hearts out. The crowd was crazy. It was sold out. The volleyball girls sell out every time at the center, 5,000 so people. Sold out, screaming, music so loud that after the football game all day and 106,000 screaming fans, listening to the band and the music and the screaming, I got back to the hotel. I was in bed at 10 o'clock at night, 10:30 at night. And my head was ringing. I
well,
felt like I just left
the
Who
because
concert.
You knew how great Lamar was going to play down.
I felt
Jacksonville,
like
right?
I felt like I just left a Who concert and I was Pete Townsend going deaf.
Yeah, I thought Lamar was going to play like it was tax-free Florida there on Sunday.
Yeah, wow.
78-degree heat, right?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but the kid, C.J. Stroud, as much as I think he's great character and a damn good quarterback, he clearly lost the Heisman Trophy Saturday. And I think he lost it to the kid at USC who took out Notre Dame, threw up bombs everywhere, ran everywhere, scored everywhere, which then knocked the Bucks almost completely out of any playoff chance in the NCAA, unless, of course, USC loses their playoff game, which I find hard to believe, or TCU loses theirs, more likely to happen. But then you got a really tough fight between Ohio State and TCU. The best case for the Buckeyes is they go into the playoff and have to play Georgia, which, man, they are all around good. You know, 50, 60 points a game without trying. Let's face it. That kid won the national championship last year and came back. And they are good. So if they make it as a four seed, they'll go down to Georgia is my hunch. They won't be the devil. They'll be, like, lost.
How about those Bulldogs? Did they dot the I in Ohio State? Did they do all that?
They always
that?
Do.
I
mean, oh, yeah, always. It's amazing. The
I mean,
band
so
is
you
incredible.
Had a beautiful experience till the game started,
yeah,
kind of like
great.
Wembley.
No. Till the halftime was, they were up 20-17 or something. They were up at the half. The second half, they just got torched. They didn't score again except a field goal, and they got blown out. And kind of like, you know, our poor Ravens, the secondary just didn't hold up. The defense couldn't hold up their end. And so they blew it, and some bad penalties. The Buckeyes in the second half had the ball on their 40. Nice 30-yard play downfield. Holding call, unsportsmanlike after the play. It goes from first and 10.
That's on
Michigan's first and 10 on Michigan's 25 to first and 35 on their own 20. What play you got for first and 35? Nestle?
Not a really good down and distance there. You know,
no, it's not a good
playing
one. Not a good one.
Speaking of numbers, end of year's coming up. Leonard, give everybody a little bit of what you do, which is beyond watching football and going out to Ohio State, running around the last couple of weekends. I don't know how you're doing it, man. You got all this energy for all this.
It's trying to act like you're in college again when you're clearly not. But what we do is money. We do money. We do everything money. This time of year, we do tax planning. We do year-end tax planning. So when you get to your accountant in January, February, March, they don't say you coulda, shoulda, woulda. We say do it now so when you get there, you can save taxes. Have the American dream. Let the government pay for it. So how do we reduce your overall taxes, take advantage of the tax code, which is really thick, make sure you're taking advantage of IRA conversions, make sure if you're older or inherited money that is in IRAs that you're taking your required minimum distributions. We don't like any 50% penalties from the IRS. All kinds of things that make sure you get your American dream and do the things you want to do so you can chase your kids around like you're in college or go to Jacksonville for a Ravens game or not, or go to the Denver game and watch the Ravens play the Broncos. There's probably going to be tickets available, is my guess, for next Sunday.
All right, my man. Well, listen, have a good rest of the week. You need to rest up a little bit and eat all the Thanksgiving leftovers and all that.
Got some leftovers.
Yeah, I missed you at Pappas 2 weeks ago, but you've been so active and chasing football around and the kids in the band and all that. But looks like you had a good experience despite the outcome.
Look, great weekend, bad sports. What are you going to do?
You know what? This is where I get into concerts, right? Because you never lose when you go to a concert. There's no winners losers, right? So you know what you're getting into when you're going to Michigan, Ohio State. Like, there's a chance.
There's a chance.
You fly down to Jacksonville with the Ravens and you got a 9-point lead in the fourth quarter, there's a chance.
There's a chance.
Leonard Raskin, he does not take his chances with your money. He will, he'll treat you right. Make sure you find him out at RaskinGlobal.com and out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com. We're going to be at Fadley's on the 9th doing our thing, bringing the Crab Cake Tour back to life, brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, Goodwill, and, of course, Window Nation. Also, reminder, Tuesday this week, it is Tuesday, Giving Tuesday. Our friends at Wise Markets, everybody rounding up. We're taking care of folks in the charity space as well. We served a couple thousand folks some food down at the convention center last week with our friends at Goodwill. So it is a time of giving and helping people out. So make sure you take that Thanksgiving spirit for more than just Cyber Monday out there this week. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.